A while back, I had occasion to travel across 400 miles of Texas, about half the state, with my older brother, Redneck Dave. We call him that out of admiration for his unbending and unapologetic devotion to life as he sees it. He loves his nickname, by the way, wears it proudly. He is one who is not particularly talkative on long drives, but does share a few observations between long silences. In fact, he's not very talkative anywhere. Even if six or seven guys are sitting around at the house shooting the bull, he's not likely to say much. He'll just be in the corner, quietly whittling a stick. He doesn't carve it into anything. He mostly whittles big sticks into little ones, and then starts on another stick. Once in a while, he'll look up and share a thought or correct someone on something, and it is then that people pay attention because he's got a little bit of Confucius in him, a tendency to nail down the truth in a way that stays with you. When I travel with him, which is rare because he doesn't much care to travel, he is different from most riders because he doesn't have a phone to distract him. He just looks out the window and watches the world go by, seeing things the average person would miss because they'd be scrolling through their phone or because the things that fascinate him wouldn't even register in most our minds. It's like having your own personal color commentator along for the ride. So I made a note of a few things Redneck Dave said on our long drive across Texas. They are these. Soon as he got in the truck, he said, "Let's take the FM roads as much as we can, stay off the interstates. I don't want to be looking at the butt ends of 18-wheelers all day. I'd like to meet the guy that built that fence. Always liked a man who could build a good fence. We'd get along, him and me, we would. Look at that. He's got 8-inch round post every 40 feet set in quickrete, and T-post every 10 foot in between, King Ranch fencing, straight as a West Texas highway, tight as a banker. I like that. They built all these expressway bypasses around these little towns. Terrible thing. A bypass will save a man with a bad heart, but it'll kill a town. Sad to see it come to this. These little towns is what made Texas Texas. Hell, where do you think the talent and know-how in them big cities come from? It came from these little towns. They're killing off the farm teams. You're driving, you can't look, but there's a beautiful Brahma bull back there about 200 yards in that pasture. It must be a troublemaker. Appears to be pastured all alone. That's a hell of a big pothole you just hit. I think you had to aim for about half a mile to get lined up just perfect for it. These big old windmills they have, what's that? Turbines, they call them? Yeah, well, to me, they're just windmills on steroids. I'm not against them for what they do, but they sure do ugly up the place. Do they need so many? I mean, it looks like greed won out over pretty. Heads up, you got a big freight truck coming up behind you doing about 90. You ever notice as you get close to a big city about 40 miles out, everybody drives faster? The closer to your destination, faster you drive. Not true for old people, though. They're all closer to their final destination in life, and they drive slower. You'd think teenagers would drive slow given all the time they have, and old people would be in a hurry. But it's the opposite. Well, that was a good lunch. Used to, they'd give you a glass of water before you sat down. Now you have to buy it. $3. Not even Texas water. It comes from Japan or one of them snowy countries in Europe. Well, I'm going to have to see a man about a horse pretty soon. No, I don't want to go to no rest stop. 800 people in those places. Might as well take a number. Just pull over there by that fence. I prefer the Rancho Grande. No line, no waiting. You need to lose weight. Here's my diet for you. Work more than you sit. Don't eat if you ain't hungry. Big meal at noon, no second helpings. No eating after supper, which is at 7. All right, well, thanks for the ride, brother. I'll get on down there to see you soon. Just have to wait a while. You see, the DPS ain't real happy with me right now. Supposedly, I owe them some money. Best I'm not out on the public highways just now, and sadly, there ain't enough dirt roads to reach you. When they settle down, I'll come see you. Redneck Dave is always a delight. I'm sure most Texas families have one of their own, or wish they did. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.